Gary Niederhoff, Barbara Vance, and Molly Sharlock.
Also support from Google, also Rena Shulsky David and Sammy David, and the NASA Astrobiology Institute. Big Picture Science is produced at the SETI Institute. And a big thanks also to our listeners.
Your ears have been attuned to Happily Confused, and you can continue your emotional relationship with Big Picture Science by browsing our archive on iTunes and through the links on our website. And while you're online, you might find and even download our Big Picture Science app. It's on iTunes, Android, and Windows 8.
And if you're a podcast listener, but you prefer over-the-air radio because it gives you a bigger emotional hit, check out the listing on our website of radio stations that carry the program. And if your local station's not on that list, consider letting them know that you like the show.
This is WHFR, Dearborn.
This is WHFR 89.3, Dearborn. And you're listening to a pre-recorded show of Impact.
Hey everyone, this is Sean Lewis, and you are listening to Impact on the only station making waves, 89.3, WHFR. FM. And on the phone right now, I have Gail Hinch. I said that correctly, Gail?
Hinch.
Sorry about that. I have Gail Hinch from, and she's going to talk a little bit about Fern Care. It's in, it's a free clinic out there in Ferndale. And, you know, I'll just go ahead and let you tell the listeners out there a little bit about it.
Okay. Fern Care Free Clinic is on 9 Mile in Ferndale, Michigan. It is 100% free. Anyone who does not have insurance under the age of 64 can call and either get an appointment or get on a waiting list. I myself went there approximately 3 years ago, uninsured, didn't want to give my doctor $50 just to get my prescriptions. Never been to a free clinic, didn't know what to expect, you know, what you see on TV. So here I go in, and they were wonderful. It was like going to grandma's house. Very welcoming, no talk of money. They took care of me. They also have a pharmacy on site, so if you need prescriptions and they're able to fill them, your visit's free, your prescription's free. If they don't have the prescriptions available for you, they can write you prescriptions. I mean, I was just so impressed. I mean, it was such an awesome experience that there was a little sign there that said they needed volunteers for the upcoming Fern Care fundraising dinner. Well, I've been fundraising for over 20 years, and right on the spot, I've been volunteering. I'm in my third year, and what I mostly volunteer with is the fundraising dinner, which is coming up May 8th. 2014. It's always at the Ukrainian Cultural Center in Warren. They treat us very, very well there. So right now, what I'm mostly looking for is, one, get the word out about the fundraising dinner, because you can sponsor or you can become a dinner. The website is ferncare.org, and that is ferncare.org. A lot of information on there. I heard from the president of the board, Ann Heller, that our website is one of the most widely used websites for medical information, even by other medical institutions. We have an awesome 100% free donated hours, except for our clinic manager. He's the only person that's paid on staff. In addition, on the website, we encourage those folks that use Amazon.com. If you would click on our website and go through Amazon.com, any of the pennies that we get from them, we turn around and buy supplies or medicine for the clinic. It is 100% grant and donation funded.
Oh, wow. So if I go in there and I don't have insurance, then I would get the same care as I would get anywhere else, basically, correct?
Yes, and I got to tell you, sometimes it's a little bit better because the doctors and the people who were there, all of those people want to be there. In addition to medical care, they're expanding into helping people who need help filling out Medicaid forms. A question that we get asked quite frequently is, with the upcoming Obamacare, will this free clinic be needed? Well, of course, there's always going to be people that aren't going to be able to afford insurance. And in addition, we would like to be able to expand our services for additional wellness of the community. And I got to tell you, the people who put this clinic together, they met a group and they just knew they wanted to do something and, you know, kind of tossed around some ideas. And the people who are running it are so passionate and so, you know, willing to go the extra mile to, you know, get those grants written, you know, call up. And I can tell you a couple of our sponsors, let me just look real quick here at my list. Okay, so not on the website, sorry, I'm kind of counting on that. Hopefully that type of information will be up soon. I don't want to like misquote anyone there, but a lot of people in Ferndale donate, but what I'd like to talk about is the communities that we serve. We serve, you know, all of Oakland County, people from Washtenaw, Wayne, Macomb, and even farther out. You know, there's free clinics that are closer, but they like ours. So they're willing to wait to get a slot to come in.
Now, one thing...
I'm sorry.
One thing I noticed, because I've actually been over by... Remember, we met over there in Ferndale.
That's right. We met a block from there.
Exactly. And one thing that I noticed is just how, you know, it really is pretty nice. It's a really nice looking place. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, just from our talks, it sounds like it's a lot of people, they go there for the service. It's a personalized type service. Am I correct?
It is very personalized. We have, you know, I can't really say names or anything, but we have on several occasions saved people's lives because, you know, they don't have any place to go. They don't know about the testing. And recently, I was told that someone was told after hospital care to come to us, even though there's a waiting list, to come to us because they needed some follow-up testing. It wasn't testing that we did, but I got to tell you, the clinic people, they went above and beyond to find someone to get this treatment for this person, and I hear that quite frequently.
Right. Oh, no, I completely understand because, you know, a lot of people... And remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I do. I remember when we talked. At the time, I was telling you how my mother didn't have insurance. I had insurance, you know, no one in the house, you know, we weren't working, or I was working, but I didn't have, you know, I had insurance because I was a vet. My dad had insurance because he's a vet. Mm-hmm. But my mother didn't have insurance, and my brother did not have insurance. And I think a lot of people don't really understand that. I don't care whether you're old or young, you know, whether you're 19 or 9 or 90, insurance can save your life. I mean, the non-emergency medical care, which the clinic provides,
right,
can save your life. Now, I'm going to read this right off of the site because it talks about what the services are. Mm-hmm. You know, according to the site, FernCare provides non-emergency medical care that would generally be provided by a family care physician, including lab testing, social work counseling, community resource access assistance, prescription assistance program enrollment, in-depth counseling sessions, and they dispense generic medication. The number of volunteers we have, or FernCare has, patient need, and the cost of the clinic sessions dictate what we offer and when we can offer those services. So just to let you guys know, what they need, and it, you know, you can go to the website and you can donate there. By you donating, you're helping someone who has worked all their life, or maybe they didn't work all their life. Maybe they're very young. They service people from ages 19 to 64 who are uninsured and have no other primary care provider. You still need health. In order to do anything, in order to be a productive member of society, you still need to be healthy. And that's what I really like about this. And it's a great thing that you guys are doing, I would say. You know, hey guys, make sure so your annual dinner is coming up. It's May 8th, correct?
That's correct.
And it's from 6 to 9:30 at the Ukrainian Cultural Center?
Right. And even if you're not able to attend, the thing that we have that's really nice is we have done something different about our sponsorship levels. Whereas before, you would just give, 20, 100, 1,000, depending on whether you had a table or not. What we've gone and done is we've showed you right on the website exactly what your donation will cover. If you look at the sponsorship levels, we have for $157, which of course gets you some dinners, but it says it covers medical supplies. If you go up to $275, you're covering lab tests. I mean, it just keeps going up. And one thing I've got in here is medical liability insurance for a donation of $1,058, you've covered one of our bills. So we're letting you know exactly where your money goes. And of course, if you can't, contribute at that level, I have to say, when I was there, I emptied my pocket and I had $3 and I put it in. No one asked me for that money. It's just like, I was so in awe of the care that I'm still there.
No, I totally understand. So, now that's something to note. If I help sponsor you guys, I know exactly where my money's going, correct? So I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at ferncare.org/FAQ. And when you look at the sponsorship levels, it's talking about for the 6th annual dinner sponsorship. It does. It tells you exactly where your money's going. So there's no guesswork here. You're not sitting here trying to figure out, well, where is my money going? You know exactly where it goes. They say it right here. Now, I want to point out, too, exactly where the Ukrainian Cultural Center is. The address is 26601 Ryan Road, Warren, Michigan, 48091. Now, let me back up a little bit. Now you guys are definitely a 501c3. And all this is tax deductible, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And you're also looking for other, you have a volunteer page here. And so you guys look for other volunteers just to have people help? Are you looking for doctors or what else are you looking for?
Okay. Always looking for medical professionals or people that we can refer to, like, the OBGYN. We don't have that at the clinic, but if someone volunteered that. In addition to like the annual dinner, we participate in the Ferndale, garage sale. So if you have items to donate, they take medical items, and if they ever get anything that they can't use, we do pass those on to the countries, that need these type of things. So don't ever think that anything that you donate to us, it's going to go into the trash. It will never go into the trash. If you have medication that you've stopped taking, bring it in. If it doesn't meet our qualifications for giving to our clients, we send it on to the countries that will accept it. They're not stingy about toilet paper or anything like that, but they are just marvels at upcycling. And I mean there's so many like wonderful people, and I can tell you like a couple people last year that did donate that I know are donating. And Tweet Dreams on Woodward, It is an ice cream parlor. If no one's been there, oh my God, you still have to go. They have expanded, and they have designer type ice cream, and they donate every year.
Stay tuned for more Impact on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
We've been talking to people about the work being done at Child Fund, an international organization devoted to helping children living in poverty. Here's what they had to say.
Child Fund is there. They've been there for 70 years.
I love the work that they do by building a school where girls can get an education and not have to be married off at such a young age. It's amazing that Child Fund is caring in that way.
They always seem to be looking for a long-term solution.
Visit childfund.org. Child Fund. Innovative solutions, one child at a time.
Henry Ford Community College in Dearborn, Michigan is a comprehensive public community college serving about 18,000 students each year in Southeast Michigan. HFCC is dedicated to preparing students for the rapidly changing workplace in today's world by offering more than 100 associate degree and university transfer programs. HFCC also specializes in customized workforce development training for business and industry. Since its founding in 1938, HFCC has been the gateway to higher education for thousands of students who seek an affordable, high-quality post-secondary education. To learn more about what HFCC has to offer, please visit us at www.hfcc.edu or you can call the campus office at 1-800-585-HFCC. Your future begins now, and it begins right here at Henry Ford Community College.
Hello, this is CD the DJ. Please join me every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. as I bring you The World of Music, where we travel the world in search of your kind of music from all parts of the world, where we're making waves at WHFR. So come travel with me and enjoy the journey.
My name is Sean Lewis, and you are listening to Impact on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
And now she is with the Detroit Historical Society. And she stepped up. Her mom's been doing it for the last 5 years, and now she's doing it. And this woman has so much energy, as does Ann Hiller, the president of the board. I mean, it's just a joy to hang out with those guys. And I'm always throwing, like, new ideas out to them. And I'm not really the baby, you know, the youngest there, but they're just more than happy to let me talk about whatever I think might be, you know, like, oh, we could do this or this. And it's always with a smile. I mean, I kind of feel like, oh, they've been doing it for so long, I'm afraid to speak up. But they're just warm and welcoming. And I got to tell you, as a person who, you know, has been underemployed, a wonderful idea for people who are not working or not working a lot of hours, please volunteer. I mean, the rewards are incredible.
You know what? Why don't you tell people a little bit about your own personal rewards with the volunteering? Just let them know a little bit about it.
Okay. I got to tell you, underemployed for more years than I would like, and I got to tell you, it's a challenge to have something on your resume or have current references. Again, Ann Heller, president of the board, more than enthusiastically giving me a letter of reference. Me finding that something that I personally want to do is just get more people to realize when you volunteer and you haven't been working, it gives you a sense of purpose. I mean, people are really happy to see you when you show up. And if you haven't been employed, there's not like a lot of happy points to be there, but you get a marvelous opportunity to do something with your time and to network. And it's almost like having a long-lost relative. They're just so happy to see you. I mean, it's just a really good feeling that, I wouldn't give it up. I mean, I've donated my time to a lot of different volunteer organizations, and these people are the ones that do what they say.
Right, and you know what? You can't really beat that. I mean, you know, here at the radio station, you know, the DJs volunteer, and one of the nice things that's really cool about it is there's people you wouldn't meet. There's things you would. Well, I wouldn't be able to do this, put you on the air, if it wasn't for the fact that I was here at the radio station. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things you can't do unless you're actually there, you know. And for those of y'all, who are medical professionals and you're wondering about whether you should volunteer here, so I'm looking at ferncare.org/volunteer, and they talk about insurance protection. So you have the Volunteer Protection Act of 1997, which protects you. You also have Michigan's Good Samaritans Law, MCL 333.16277, which helps you out. And then lastly, they carry general liability for all staff. So if you come in and that's a nice thing. You know, I mean, it's one of those things. So you have three levels of protection here. And what they're always looking for is physicians, registered nurses, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, pharmacist techs, and lab techs. And, you know, with more volunteers, they can have more sessions to help people out. You know, and they're really looking for people to work in benefits. You know, a person who is knowledgeable about health resources and very comfortable with internet searches. You know, I guess the contact person is Amy Davison at Amy Davison, AmyDavison@gmail.com if you are interested. You know, and here's the thing, as I said before, if you've never been in a situation where you didn't have insurance, it's a little bit different, but I have. I mean, I won't say that I was in it because, even growing up I had insurance, but the little things like going to the clinic when you can't do that. And, you know, Gail, you can kind of back me up on this. There's just sometimes you just need to go to a clinic. You don't want to have to pay $75 or $100 just for someone to say something might be wrong with you. You already know something's wrong. You need to make it right. And to go
or
and get those checkups.
Sean, even if you have maintenance medication, you know, like high blood pressure, your doctors like to see you for that. They will service you at
Ferncare
for that.
You know what? You just brought up a good point. You're right. It doesn't necessarily have to be something wrong. Sometimes you just need to do maintenance. And you're right. You know, not everyone can get that medicine. Not everyone can, to have a place that you can go to, that really helps folks out. Now, one thing I noticed is I can shop on Amazon. So let's say I don't have any money. I can still do things like shop at Amazon. Right. And that you guys get a little bit of money from that, correct?
Yeah, it's not a lot of money, but actually every penny helps because we provide like diabetic supplies, and I believe we are purchasing through Amazon right now, you know, like test strips and stuff like that, and you know we're getting a pretty good price for them. But they did mention at the last meeting that we had for the dinner that even with all of our grants and all of our extra funding, prescriptions have increased in price 2/3.
Oh, wow.
So we're still providing free prescriptions with monies donated and the extra efforts of our clinic staff getting grants and getting, you know, medical supply companies to give us some of their prescriptions, medication. I mean, it's just every time I go there, I learn something new.
Right, right. Wow, that's just amazing. And you guys are doing other things too, not just this dinner. I guess, you can go in April 26th. It says safely turning your unused drugs.
Yeah, but that was last Saturday.
Oh, that was last Saturday.
To write them.
Okay.
But during our clinic hours, we will accept those drugs. And you just have to check and see what our clinic hours are. Because I tried like a new blood pressure medicine and I just didn't like it. So I had 3 months worth, minus a few days, and I took it in there and they were able to, get it to someone else who wouldn't be able to afford, if you go there, you need to go there. Yeah, there's a reason why you need to go there. Don't not get medical care. I know there's a lot of confusion about what's coming up with Obamacare and affordable care, and everything I've heard, affordable care, it really isn't affordable. I mean, I overheard someone at the Department of Human Services, she filled out her whole application, and yep, she qualified, but they wanted $463. She didn't have $463 a month to pay for insurance. So why she qualified, she couldn't afford to pay for it. And that's another thing. Again, we have people that will help you fill out the applications. We actually have social worker, volunteer. I don't know who they are exactly because I haven't get to use their services, but I can say the very first time I went in there, one of the people that I talked to taught yoga and gave me free yoga classes, and I didn't ask. It was just hey, what do you think about it? Maybe you want to come and do this. And, I'm almost 60, so I gave it a try. But I'm just, their services there, they really care about the whole person when you go in there. And I really wish, we'd been able to get Ann Heller on the phone because her voice just is bubbly and exuberant, and she just, she's just so appreciative.
Well, a little bit later, we're going to play some audio from the ribbon cutting ceremony that you guys had.
Oh, okay.
That is one of the nice things about having some of this stuff. I can actually. I can actually splice in some of the stuff. But in that way people will be able to learn more, and it's definitely something that is definitely needed in the community. Now, just to reiterate, this is Fern Care Free Clinic. It's in Ferndale, and they help pretty much everybody, and that's what people have to understand. You can go out there, it's totally free. If you don't have any type of insurance or if you're underinsured, they can help you. And that's important because what people forget is that I personally believe that the ACA is really helping a whole lot of people. But there are still people who are going to fall through the cracks. I don't care how good a system is or how bad a system is. There will always be people who fall through the cracks. That's where these free clinics come in. So let's just say you're like me and you work for yourself. See, I know a lot of people who work for themselves, they may not have insurance. Or they may not have the best insurance. This is a good place to go to. And you're still getting work-class care.
Interject a little bit here, Sean. Mm-hmm. If you have insurance, we're gonna serve the people who don't have insurance.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got you. But
fast food restaurants, they don't schedule those people for enough hours to get insurance, but they don't make enough money to buy into the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing in trends for hiring is they're hiring part-time people just under the amount of hours to give them insurance. So there's going to be a pretty large group that needs this type of care.
Right. I see what you're saying. So it's okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad you actually, I'm glad you made sure to interject that. So it's for people who don't have insurance, but that's a lot of people. A lot of those people work, which is what you just said. And, they need this. They can't get it any any other way, correct?
That is correct. I myself filled out the Medicare forms, and I did not qualify for Medicaid, and I got a nice little letter from the government said that I won't be penalized on my income tax form, but I'm still not covered. So I'm like, darn. And I really had friends in Ferndale, actually the people's house that I was at where you met me, tell me about this clinic. And I was living in Royal Oak at the time. And really, to be honest, you know, you see these movies or these shows and they have clinics and, you know, kids are screaming and people are wandering in. This place is so comforting and so reassuring. I mean, the comfort I felt going there, I wanted to continue for other people. And I don't have money, but I got time.
Well, you know what, and that's an important thing too. I think people forget sometimes that you can still help your community by giving time. You know, a lot of people forget that they, instead of going out and like you said, you don't have to be rich to make a difference. You know, you just have to give time and help someone else. And I wanna do this for. Real quick. Now, the Ferndale Clinic, the clinic's address is 459 East 9 Mine Road in Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. All right? You can contact them at 248-677-CARE or 248-677-2273. They also have a fax machine, a fax number. That's 248-291-6773. Here's some more information. You can also follow them on Facebook. They're at facebook.com/ferncareclinic. Again, that's facebook.com/ferncareclinic. And they have a Twitter account. Let's look at this. And it's ferncare, at ferncare. Okay, so if you need more information, again, you can go to ferncare.org or you can go to facebook.com/ferncareclinic. Lastly, you can find them on Twitter, FernCare. And I'm going to put all this information on my Rhythmic Ride site, and which is facebook.com/the.rhythmic.ride. I'm also going to put it on the Omni646, facebook.com/Omni646 site. So you'll be able to find all of this. And, you know, this is really important. This is something I'm actually pretty passionate about. I mean... up until very recently, you know, I had to deal with a lot of issues as far as not having money or having, you know, not having enough money. And one thing I did not have to deal with personally was the whole insurance thing because I'm a vet. But a lot of people don't have that. And still, for me to get from 12 Mile Orchard Lake, which is where I live, all the way downtown Detroit to the veterans hospital, that's a hike. You know, at least I have that option though. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of single mothers out there who work, you know, 2-3 jobs to keep their kids going, and they don't have insurance, and those kids don't have insurance. Now, FernCare. On their website, they deal with people from 19 up.
Right.
But still, that mother out there still needs insurance.
Yeah, she needs to take care of herself.
Exactly. And if we don't have that, if we can't help folks, if we can't get them the insurance they need, if we can't get them the services that they need, there's a real problem. I mean, how can that person be successful and bring themselves up if they're sick all the time? Right?
Right. And if you do have that mom that's out there working several jobs, you know that her stress level, her energy level, I mean, is used to the absolute maximum. And I can't really say, you know, take better care of yourself, but, you know, there's help out there for you.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It needs, and they can't provide it unless you help them out. So you can go to firmcare.org, and right there they got the they have the ways you can donate via PayPal. Dwala, is that how you say it? Dwala. You can also shop at Amazon. So if you're gonna buy something at Amazon, you can just click on their Amazon link, and you can shop there.
Stay tuned for more Impact on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. My T felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about Wounded Warrior Project. I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again.
Many of our warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Henry Ford Community College has a medical practice clinical management degree program that will prepare you for a rewarding career in the exciting field of healthcare. You can earn a certificate as a medical office assistant or a two-year degree in medical office management. For more information, give us a call at 800-585-HFCC.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Hey everyone, this is Omni646, and I gotta tell you something. The Rhythmic Ride is now on at a new time. You can now listen to us Saturday night, Sunday morning, at midnight. That's right, we move 2 hours to midnight. Same show, same station, and really the same night, just 2 hours later, on the only station making waves, 89.3, WHFR.FM.
My name is Sean Lewis, and you are listening to Impact on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
Now, you know what? Tell a little bit. Do you by any chance know what they would, what's going to be served at the dinner?
Yes, because we just finalized it. We are having a tomato bisque soup. We are having beef. Kind of gourmet vegetables, and they let us provide our own desserts to keep our costs down. I probably shouldn't advertise that too much because I know they want to keep their prices at what they have, but they're more than wonderful to us every year. I mean, there's other places we could go, and we're not going anywhere. We're staying with Ukrainian.
And that's the thing, and you guys are out here help. I mean, the whole point of going to the dinner is to support the Firm Care Clinic. You know, it's delicious food at the dinner, and you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at these sponsorship things. This is amazing. I've never actually seen this before, where it tells you exactly where you're. So you can do one of two things. If you want to go, you can buy seats to the 6th annual dinner, or you can have your sponsorship levels. It looks like it's too, you know, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. This is amazing right here, you know, and it's medications. That's a big one. I think there's a lot of people out there who have to make choices between eating and getting medicated. And you guys are out here giving it for free.
Yeah, there is something that I would like to mention. Okay. Some businesses will, if you donate to, you know, your favorite organization, they'll match. That's not a big thing that we've been pursuing, but we've been talking about it. So if you happen to work for a business where, you know, they match your donations, I think like the big three automotive does stuff like that, and, you know, older established companies. But there's like always an opportunity. The company that my sister works for, they sponsor different organizations, and they do like Blue Jean Day, and like all the money that they would collect on a Blue Jean Day, they will contribute to the organization they picked for that month. And I mean, how easy is that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's amazing right there. You could just sit there and you just have to let them know what you put in, and that actually doubles your contribution. So you're actually doing double of what you would have done before, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any business that, you know, Casual Friday, that, you know, they pay into, I mean, I actually worked for a company that we would pay in, and we would have pizza for lunch. Well, instead of having, you know, them buy pizza, you know, donate it. I mean, don't cut out the pizza, but, you know, think of other ways to help your employees be aware of their surroundings.
Wow, that's, wow, yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. You know, I think a lot of people didn't really think about that. That is a really good way of helping out the community. And you're going to do it anyway, so. Well, see, I just learned something. You just taught me something new.
And that's hard to do with you, Sean.
Right, yeah, no, I'm one of those know-it-all type guys. Well, Gail, I want to make sure that we, you know, for just in case people are just tuning in just now. Remember, this is Fern Care Free Clinic. You can find out more information at ferncare.org, and they really have all their stuff. It's a lot of other things that you guys are doing. Can you go a little bit more into the type of services that people get there?
Okay, the ones that I personally have experienced are the medical care from the doctors, nurses, you know, taking my blood work, free prescription refills for the prescriptions they had there, and they offered me, you know, like, did I want to talk to someone? And I was like, well, yeah, I'd like to find out what you offer. So I was able to talk to the one gentleman in the back who at that time was offering free yoga, and I don't want people to go wild, oh, free yoga, and just call for that reason. But I've also had help from the social worker with my Medicaid application, and just the fact that you can ask a question, and if they don't have an answer, or they don't have someone to do it, I've never seen them not try, and to be very honest, not succeed in finding you the help that you need.
So they're always very good at getting you whatever help you may need. They're very good at getting it to you, is what you're saying.
Yes, I really mean that. It's not like if you've ever gone to the doctor and you felt like I didn't get heard, they hear you. And not only do they hear you, they listen and they act on it.
Oh, wow. Wow, and that right there is definitely something. I mean, like, you're right. A lot of times you go places and you still get good health care, but these are doctors who really want, I mean, they're giving their time. And doctors make a lot of money. So for them to do that, they really want to be there.
Yeah, they really want to be there. And, you know, like, the staff that we have, I mean, when you go in there, they're genuinely happy, genuinely nice. They're not placating you. I mean, like, I didn't know what to expect when I went. And I could not walk out of there without doing what I could to help it continue. And I'm just very grateful they had a place for me and, you know, open arms. And I've been, this is my third year being on the committee, and they've already told me that I can never leave the committee for the fundraising dinner. And, that just makes me happy inside, honestly, that they, you know, go out of their way to say that to me.
And you know what? I want to point this out. Gail is not a rich woman. This isn't someone who just sits around because who does this because she doesn't have anything else to do. She has come out and taken her time, and you know, to help others because they helped her so much. Now, when I met Gail, the first time I met her, I was walking around in Ferndale. I forgot what I was doing, but she really and truly, you know, believes in this. We were just talking. I forgot what we were talking about, but I do remember that even though she was, it was a yard sale. And even though you're having that yard sale, you still took the time out to tell me a little bit about this. And, you know, this is something, if you can support this. Now, this is their sixth annual dinner, okay?
Yeah.
It's May 8th, 2014, from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, 26601 Ryan Road in Warren, Michigan, 48091. But that's, you don't. You can always just go to their website, which is ferncare.org, and, you know, give money. They take PayPal, Diwala. You can even shop at Amazon. If you're going to shop at Amazon, you can go there and shop. And
what you do anyways.
Right, exactly. If you're going to do it anyways, that's, you know, that's a good place to go. And it's an amazing place. Like I said, you know, I know I'm kind of repeating myself a little bit here, but, you know, when you can get treatment and yet you can't do the same for a loved one, that's kind of rough on the psyche there, just a little bit, you know. And I think there's a lot of people out there who want to get treatment, who want to get help, but they can't, you know, this is something that helps a lot of folks. You always need healthcare. If you can't walk around or if something's wrong with you, it's harder to do what you have to do without that help. You know. And if you need more information, remember the clinic is located at 459 East Nine Mile Road. I can't speak all of a sudden. In Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. And their phone number is 248-677-2273. And you can also send a email, info@ferncare.org. Now, Gail, is there anything else you want to let people know before...
Yeah. If I could add, we really need you to call because they don't take walk-ins. And you need to make sure when the clinic's hours are. We have Saturday clinic hours, one day during the week. So you want to make sure that you get an appointment. And Sean, are we going to have time to play that grand opening clip?
Yeah. That's after we talk. I could just splice it in. I don't have to play it right this second. But, and I'm going to have to cut out the last couple of minutes what we just said. But hey, okay, so the...
It's my first time!
It's okay. So if you go to ferncare.org/clinic-appointments, they have all the dates right there. Now, here's the thing. According to this, they're open the first and third Saturdays of every month from 9 a.m. to noon, and the fourth Thursday of every month from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The exceptions are when the clinic date falls on a major holiday, or during community events that restrict access to the clinic's parking lot. Please note that clinic hours are subject to change and they will be posted on this website as quickly as possible.
And you really need an appointment.
Right. And you really need an appointment. But it's, you know, again, the phone number to make the appointment is 248-677-2273. You know, all calls are returned within 24 hours. And here is the thing, you know, again, it's care that even if you think you don't need it, you probably do. You know, it's maintenance type care, but these are things that people need. You know, they don't always realize that they need it, but you do. You know, I mean, I know for myself, and I'm only 36, but still, it's good. It just feels good to be able to go to the doctor. when you say, it feels good to be able to say, hey, you know, let's go ahead and find out. And I know for a fact nothing's wrong with me. I'm not guessing, you know, just I'm good.
I would like to add like a couple little things. We have actually had school children come in and do like a little bit of community service, you know, and now even if it's just like vacuuming the floors or something, they come out and they get a feel for, you know, the beginning of potentially, you know, future volunteers, you know, what it really means. One of the most important things I would like to point out, the people who started this clinic are not medical professionals. They just saw a real need in the community and
they got people to help them out.
This is the type of organization they decided to put their time to. And I wish I could like put stuff together, but again, we have people who are grant writers, people who, you know, are tied into these type of organizations, and they've decided that this is their baby, and they're really going to do it. And like our office space, it used to be like traveling from church basement to church basement, like the first year or two. And, the volunteers, the doctors, everybody showed up. The donations came in. We got a brick and mortar building. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. It is very nice. Now, I do have to say one thing. According to the website, all volunteers must be at least 19 years of age. So if you're going to volunteer, you got to be 19. But it's well worth it to go out there and to help out. Again, it's ferncare.org if you need any more information. I'm Sean Lewis, and Gail, I would like to thank you for taking the time out to call and to do this and let people know. And let them know one last time about the dinner.
The dinner is on May 8th. My portion is I'm looking for silent auction items, and of course they'd be thrilled if I could fill up a couple tables for them too. Mm-hmm. But those white elephant items you got at the bottom of your closet, those three crock pots that are in their boxes, you know, we could put them to good use.
And let me ask you something. Do they send an email to info@ferncare.org, or can they contact you somehow to get that information?
Actually, they can go to the website. That would probably be the easiest. Mm-hmm. Just let them know that you have a pickup for donation, and we have several people that are more than happy to fit you in the day to come pick up those items.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Thanks a lot, Gail. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Sean.
And you have a good day, okay?
Thanks, Sean. You too.
All right.
Stay tuned for more Impact on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue?
Why don't animals talk?
Why do dogs have wet noses?
Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
WebAdvisor, a program allowing students and staff access to college-related information. Through WebAdvisor, you are able to register for classes, view grades, track financial aid, print class schedules, and much more. Log into WebAdvisor by going to my.hfcc.edu/webadvisor or from the homepage, hfcc.edu.
Hi, this is Stone Perkins from the Five Gear Show on Saturday nights. Is your tunage diet a little short on? Or maybe you're looking for a little or maybe you just need some.
Hey, oh, let's go.
Well, I think I have the answer for you. Join me every Saturday night at 8 p.m. for the Five Gear Show. It's a show that features music from the 1960s all the way up to hot and fresh off the meat rack. Punk, blues, indie, ska, garage, rockabilly, psychobilly, but no willy-nilly. Well, maybe a little. A tunage du jour served up every Saturday night at 8 o'clock sharp. The Five Gear Show with me, Stone, right here on WHFR 89.3 FM or WHFR.FM for you webinighters.
My name is Sean Lewis, and you are listening to Impact on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
Once again, this is Sean Lewis, and you are listening to Impact, on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and before I gotta go, I would like to leave you with just a few words from the opening of the Fern Care Clinic. If you need any more information, remember, you can always go to www.ferncare.org. That's www.ferncare.org. And I guess I'll be seeing you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
We have volunteers who do everything from seeing patients as doctors and nurses to cleaning the toilets and answering the phones. This is all volunteer run. So thank you to all of our amazing volunteers who are here this morning. Our medical staff, our fundraisers, our financial managers, our clinic cleaners, and our appointment takers. They're all volunteers. They're all here with us this morning. Thank you. Also, a very special thanks to a few people that I need to name by name, says Ann Howard. So many people had a hand in renovating this clinic. This is probably a $200,000 project that, because of our volunteers, came in for much less. I'm sure Ann will tell you about that. Many of them are here today. Our donors who have been so supportive. Our donors range from $5 to $10,000. We have wonderful, wonderful people and businesses that have supported us the whole way through this whole 3.5 years. Thank you. Our architects, Anthony Sikora, who I know is here,
right here. Yes.
Who I think was an intern when this started 3.5 years ago. Jim Mumby, Jamal.
Jamal, there he is.
Where's Jim? There. From Fanny and Howie.
Olivia.
Where's Olivia? No. Olivia's here. Yeah. All right. Our interior designers, wait until you see what they've done. The Interior Design Coalition for Change in Carolyn Dwyer.
Right there.
Their president. Yay. Our construction volunteers from all trades, union and non-union, we've had amazing construction volunteers. Our IT everything guy and our treasurer for Fern Care, Bob Babbitt. Our construction manager, Dale Phillips, who's right there. Our construction superintendent, the guy that gets called when anything goes wrong in this building, Dick Wilcox. He's on the board with us as well, of course. And a very special thank you to the elected officials who've joined us today. At the risk of missing someone, the Mayor of Ferndale, you'll hear from in just a minute, Dave Coulter, my colleague Mike Lennon, the Ferndale City Council. I saw our commissioner, Craig Covey, is here. Ellen Lipton will be joining us shortly. And from Congressman Sandy Levin's office, let me introduce Jeremy Marley to say a few words on behalf of Congressman Sandy Levin, our dear friend.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to see everybody out here. I'm gonna be pretty brief. I think you all, if you're here, you know how important this clinic is. In Oakland County alone, one of the wealthiest counties in the nation, 10% of the people do not have health insurance. That's over 100,000 people. That's enough. That's if you combine the populations of Royal Oak and Ferndale together. Imagine that huge chunk of people without health insurance. And those are the people that this clinic is going to serve. And it's really, it's heartening to see that everybody that has been serving so far comes from this area. They come from Madison Heights and Royal Oak and Ferndale and Hazel Park and Southfield. And I think Ann will tell you that everybody who has come to the clinic has actually needed the assistance. It's not people who are qualified for Medicaid or have insurance of their own and they just want to take advantage of free services. You're seeing people who are in need of assistance, receiving assistance, and it's really heartening to see that all of this has developed in such a short amount of time. It's a testament to the dedication of everybody up here. Dick, I know, foregoes bowling, his bowling league once a month. I mean, that is dedication, and you can't say enough about Ann Heller and her dedication. So that's all. Just thank you all for coming. Thank you for having me, and I'm so happy to be here today.
Thank you.
WHFR, the station making waves, proudly presents The Best of Broadway, a program featuring the best of American musical theater. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Joe, your host. We've taken care of your tickets. Now let me escort you through 2 hours of enjoyment of The Best of Broadway.